Hello, lovely hogs. Andrew here, and we are so excited to bring Trusty Hogs Live all over the world. Yes, as you listen to this, we have one date left in Australia at the Sydney Factory Theatre. That is on the 27th of April. And then we are back in the Northern Hemisphere with Dublin. Yes, we are so excited to come to Ireland for the first time. We're bringing Trusty Hogs Live to the Laughter Lounge on the 4th of June. Tuesday the 4th of June in Dublin, there's going to be an Irish history lecture from Heather. There's going to be drunken karaoke. There's going to be problem solving. All sorts of chaos. All the usual. It is not to be missed. Make sure you get your tickets early because we are expecting to sell out. TrustyHogs.com/tour for all the tickets and info. That's Dublin on the 4th of June. Then we are into July with Bristol, Brighton, Edinburgh in August, London at the Clapham Grand on the 16th of October, and then we close out our tour in Manchester on the 6th of November. So make sure you go to TrustyHogs.com/tour. Get your tickets quick because some of these are already sold out. Some of them are very nearly there, and we cannot wait to see you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hi, Helen.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Well, first of all, it's not until the 14th.
And Happy Valentine's Day.
Helen, say hello. Welcome to episode 71 of Trusty Hogs.
Hello and welcome to episode 71 of Trusty Hogs. Catherine wants to talk about Valentine's.
I don't necessarily, but are you? Is somebody feeling a little bit defensive?
No, I don't give a shit. Love's all, it's all, love was constructed by the Americans to sell cards.
It really seems like...
Can I argue that?
It's such a sad British take to be like, the Americans created love to sell us cards. Not created Valentine's Day, created love.
But I love you.
Uh-huh.
I love you
uh-huh,
too.
That American emotion.
Through the fog, step forth the trusty hogs. Yeah, you're gonna give them your problems and they will solve them. Or maybe they won't, and that's your problem. They'll have guests and Andrew White on the tech. Oh, it's Helen and Catherine as the trusty hogs. Trust the trusty hogs, or maybe not.
Hey. Welcome to Trusty Hogs, everyone.
Welcome to Trusty Hogs. Helen, I've got a little bit of a sweet, heartwarming Valentine's story for you, if you'd like to hear it, if you could stop being so grumpy.
No, it's all right. It's my favourite day of the year.
Okay, you're being a bitch, and that's fine. You're entitled to be, that's fine. The only day I've never been single, but I imagine if I was single on when I was unhappy in relationships on Valentine's Day, it was very tough. Okay.
I feel like anyone who's listening to this will totally be able to pick which one of us they are in this. Like whenever I'm in a relationship, well, I'm always in a relationship on Valentine's Day. And then me going like, well, I'm in a relationship on Valentine's Day.
No, because I should obviously take bigger breaks between relationships. Oh my God. I found my diary the other day from, actually, never mind.
No, don't. There's no, you are not allowed
Here's
to start that.
Here's what I'll say is it said this. Bear in mind, this was a relationship where I like couldn't understand what, like, I was like,
oh, the uni one.
No, I'm not gonna tell you which relationship, okay. But I remember being like, I thought everything was going great. And then I read this diary from when we're in the relationship and I was like, it just said, lately she's started sighing before she answers any of my questions.
That's not good. Even I know that's not good. You'd go like, how are you? Fine.
Yes.
Wow.
I wrote that in my diary and then they, like, when we broke up, I was like,
wow.
What?
That's intense.
Sighing. Yeah.
Fun times.
Well, anyway, that's not the happy announcement, although that has really perked you right up. It's that...
It's also made me feel better that your girlfriend of now, which is a happy relationship,
of now,
bought you a collagen protein drink, because clearly she thinks you're losing collagen in your face.
It's so... Just before this, I took a sip out of this drink that my girlfriend bought me. It's a collagen drink, as you say. It's fucking disgusting.
Got 10 grams of collagen peptides in it, vitamin C, B6, B12, really, magnesium, and zinc.
I thought it was an act of care. You're right, it was an egg. And now you're drinking it, so I guess she's helping
I'm
you.
I'm fucking loving it. It's green apple flavoured.
It tastes disgusting.
It tastes like a Skittle.
Oh, maybe that's why I don't. I only like the red Skittles. And the orange sometimes.
Red for love. No, I'm so sorry. No,
well, they've been desexed now, haven't they?
What?
The Oh, no, that's M&M. Sorry, my bad.
What did you say?
I was about to say they've been desexed, but that's the M&Ms. I'm so sorry.
Wait, they've got rid of the M&M what? Characters?
No, they've desexed them. They were too sexualized.
Yeah, the green one was a whore. did you see the green M&M?
The green one's a queer icon.
She's a slut.
She's a slutty queer icon.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, she's definitely
How's
bisexual.
That queer icon?
Come on, she's a bisexual.
Yeah, okay.
Come on.
Bisexual's been getting more slutty recently. I'll say that.
Getting more.
No, you've always been like slutty as like by nature, but just like vibe-wise, like the slut culture is like fucking
that
flying.
That means the world.
You're welcome. It's a shame because that means that straight culture's got more minging.
You've never been not that.
No, but we've got like a bit more like, ooh, I'm straight.
I genuinely worry about
I'm pooing right now.
Oh my God, why are you like this?
I don't know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So listen, you and I...
Mm-hmm.
For 60 weeks in a row, or however the fucking interminable all of COVID was, did an online gig every week called Gigless.
Yes, ma'am.
From which a lot of our listeners have come.
Yes.
And during Gigless.
Yes.
Do you remember there was a night, because Andrew met this couple the other day. You know, maybe I should let Andrew tell the story because he was there.
Wait, what's
but
this?
But do you remember there was a night where there was two lesbians? I mean, there could have been any of the one of the nights.
Every single
so
night.
So far, I haven't narrowed it down. Two lesbians who were on their first date.
Literally no memory.
Really?
Not
you
at
were
all.
So drunk that whole time, huh?
Most of Gigless is an absolute blur of me trying not to break your chair after I broke it in week two and then really wanting to go to the toilet but not being allowed to poo. Like, it was so stressful. Because my only options during lockdown were to poo at home with my housemate who had perfectionism or poo at Catherine who had perfectionism. So it was just like, either way, I was really upsetting a woman who wasn't very mentally well.
Except that you weren't paying for half my toilet, so you shouldn't poo at my house.
What's yours is mine. What's yours is mine.
Once you learn to light a candle and say a prayer, it wasn't so bad.
I'm a skidder. Andrew?
So, I was gigging in Leicester.
What?
Okay. The bright lights.
The bright lights of Leicester. Yeah. In the basement to less than 20 people. Fewer than... Oh my, I'm so sorry. That's a real bad slip-up from me. Fewer than 20 people.
See, he's ashamed. You can't give out to me when he agrees with me.
I really am ashamed. Mm-hmm. So anyway, there are fewer than 20 people in this basement in Leicester. It's a lovely gig. And there's the very queer middle row that were laughing extra hard at some like... Disney Beauty and the Beast stuff. And I was like, oh, these are cool. I like these people.
Cute.
And they came up to me afterwards and they went, are you Andrew that used to do the tech on Gigless? And I was like, oh, yeah.
And you were like hair flicking for hair you don't have. Yeah. Who am I? Yes.
And they're like, oh, yeah, we used to tune in. I don't know if you remember, we had a first date on the Gigless Zoom.
What are their names?
They're Miranda and Ellie.
Okay, Ellie and Miranda, right?
Yep. So Ellie and Miranda, they were... I think
what
they
look like?
This
remind
is actually
us?
Ringing a bell.
Remind us what they look like.
One had shorter hair.
Uh-huh. Surprise.
And
I'm
glasses.
So sorry. I'm so sorry.
I can say
I wasn't
it.
Okay
you
with that either. I'm
it.
So sorry. That was awful. Did the woman have a straight bob cut? No, I'm joking. That's fine. Shorter hair.
Okay, so there was a girl one and a girl one because they're lesbian talent.
Yes, I understand.
Yeah. Anyway, they had met on, they had their first date on Zoom. I think they were in separate Zoom windows because it was lockdown, so they were
cute.
In separate places, but they were having a Zoom date. And they were like, well, this is now my wife. So Miranda introduced me to Ellie and they are now married, having
what?
Had their first date on our Zoom gig.
In my living room, basically.
In your living room, yeah.
That's insane!
Your marriage makers.
Shut the fuck up!
Oh my God, they'll be divorced in no time, but that's so impressive!
No, oh my God! And also that means it took them 2 years to get married. Good for you, girls! Good for you. You waited a normal amount of time instead of going immediately into it.
I feel like that's pretty fast.
Mm. No, not for you guys.
No, we move in fast. We don't tend to get married that fast, do we?
This is amazing. They got married.
We made a wedding happen.
Yeah, we did.
And no one
got an invite.
Yeah,
we would have got a shout out in the speeches because you always refer to how they met, right? Mm. What did you say, Andrew?
I just said that's so cool.
Miranda, if you're listening to our podcast, you should write in and then you should tell us, you should send us a photo of your wedding because we should also get any other weddings that we've organised or helped with via Trusty
Organised, that's a bit, yeah. They came to join us for their first day. We organised it.
Caused. And then you should tell us whether or not we were mentioned in your speeches because we should be. Thank you. And there's a gig list baby. A couple are pregnant.
This is insane.
We make people aroused.
But what's insane is through all of this, neither of us have got any further along in our journeys.
Excuse me?
But you're in a relationship again. But it wasn't with Catherine. Like, and I'm still single. Like, none of us are progressing apart from Andrew.
What do you mean I'm progressing? I have a girlfriend who's, like, much closer to my age, who I haven't moved
in with.
That's
true, actually. There was a nervous moment when Catherine might have gotten younger, and it's like, whoa.
No. Behave yourself. No. She's almost 30. I'm not living with her.
I mean,
I'm still in therapy. I haven't quit just because I'm dating someone nice.
Which is really good.
This is huge.
That's a really good start.
Come on, I'm nailing it.
And also, I'm learning to love myself. Sometimes before a binge, I ask myself if I'm hungry. And then I remind myself that I'm worthy of love.
Yes, Helen.
I've done it once so far, and then I told my therapist. She's like, that's great. And she's like, when was that? And I was like, 2 weeks ago.
Did it make a difference?
It did. It was a nice moment. It was a nice moment to be like, you are worthy of love.
Mm, you are.
Which I'm not saying for laughs. I'm saying it as it is.
Yeah.
I am worthy of love.
But of course you are.
Yeah, but it doesn't feel that way.
I hear you, but you are.
I know. And then also
sometimes therapists say things where you're like, go on, you go first.
Well, it's just sort of like figuring out that whole like RuPaul, like if you can't love yourself, then how in the hell are you going to love anybody else? Which I thought was just a catchphrase. It's actually a thing.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it just, I thought it was like catchy and like good for t-shirts and stuff.
Yes,
but it's like, you do have to think you're worthy of love or you can't receive it. Because I've realised I block it.
Really? In what ways?
Like if someone's like, oh, like even like a family member or something tries to give me love, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
Like, why?
I think you've
it feels performative.
I think your work on it's working though, because I think you have gotten better at receiving love in the time that we've known each other.
Thank you.
Genuinely. I really do.
But like proper love.
Yeah. You mean romantic love?
Yes.
Okay. So
No, all love's romantic.
I don't know that that's true.
All love's romantic.
Well, no, not quite.
The way a daddy looks at his
little guy. No, stop it.
All love is love. You know, I was watching last night, Sunil Patel was away, so I had the house to myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I went on a Old People's Home for 4-year-olds YouTube binge watch.
Oh my God, gorgeous.
So, because it's like so nice. Lush.
Yeah.
And I was like, ended up on the Australian one of it. And it's like, they had this like sit down interview between a 4-year-old and an old person. They'd be like, what is love? And the old person would be like, oh, well, it's difficult because it's different for everyone. For me, it's like a feeling in your heart, in your head, and in your whole body. And then the kids would go, no, wrong. It's hugs and kisses. And I was like, I wish it was that simple.
Yeah, you get so many hugs and kisses.
I get lots of hugs and kisses.
So many hugs and kisses.
But like, as far as the feeling. But that's that. So Catherine has worked on it by getting an older girlfriend. And I've worked on it by learning to respect myself.
Still younger than me, obviously. Like, I'm not dating someone.
This time next year, I'm going to have a boyfriend.
Yes. And also, if you don't, you won't be any less worthy of love.
Like, if I have a girlfriend.
That'd be cute.
That'd be so cute.
I wish you could get a big butch. I'd love it for you. Someone to carry your handbag.
How big could that butch be, though?
Real big.
We're looking for a real big butch.
We're talking for a tall butch.
If we've got any 6'5" butches running around, like a hundy pee, get in touch.
That would be so hot.
Yeah, maybe 6'4".
That'd be so hot.
I don't want to be emasculated. Do you know what I mean?
That would be so hot.
No one wants a tall woman around.
That'd be so hot. I'd love that for you.
I still feel like I need to learn to love myself more.
That's
and
fair.
I cannot do that until I have spent a month alone in India.
What?
I just have to.
Sometimes I forget how white you are, and there it is. Oop, there it is.
I must find myself. Easiest way to do that, look at a map. You are here. Done.
Okay.
Bit of fun, isn't it? It's just a bit of fun. No.
Still some work to do.
What are your Valentine's Day plans? Tell me. Do you want to come over to mine?
There's now a theme of negging, which is like...
How is that negging?
No, because my girlfriend bought me...
Oh, no.
She bought us tickets to a play about aging.
For Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
What's the play?
Age is a feeling.
That doesn't feel good.
Does she hate me?
I mean, as well as a pro collagen drink, I'd have questions about.
She always says she fancies older women, but I didn't know it was in like a caregiving way.
The opening line of the play description is inspired by hospices. Inspired by hospices, mystics, and trips to the cemetery.
What the fuck, Ellen?
Why didn't you just go see Mamma Mia?
What the fuck?
Mamma Mia's great.
I don't like musicals. What the fuck? Okay.
Still want to talk about Valentine's Day?
Maybe I'm dying and I didn't know it.
Still want to talk about Valentine's Day?
Not really, to be honest.
No one does.
You're right. You killed it.
Andrew, what are you doing Valentine's?
I've left it clear, but I've not made a plan yet. I might do one of those...
I've left it clear, but no plans. Living in hope.
That's so sad. That's the saddest answer. Oh, just keeping it free. Just keeping it free.
You never know. You might have kept it free.
Don't worry, Andrew. Maybe somebody will take you to a play about death too.
I did the opposite. I booked in two gigs.
Girl.
I have gigged every Valentine's Day since I started comedy. So this has been my first non-gig Valentine's Day. I was thinking about maybe doing... Have you seen this TikTok trend where you have like two cards... And you, like, hold them up to your partner.
Yes, yeah. Like, they do it with kids to, like, pick what they're wearing and stuff. Yeah.
So you're like, oh, we do lunch now, pick one of the cards, and they don't see what's on the cards.
Right.
And then they kind of, like, choose your own adventure Valentine's Day.
What if they choose the wrong one?
Well, both of them would be nice.
Yeah, both would be nice. Ones.
What are we talking?
So, like, anal or blowjob, and then they pick, and then you just go straight in.
I was thinking something more like... Italian or
Indian
pizza, or that's
Italian or pizza. Italian or pizza.
I need to work out the kinks.
Yeah, I think so. Also,
could you have cards that say Helen or Catherine, whichever one they pick, that one bursts in the room.
Stop trying to be part of their Valentine's.
I need something. I need a plan. Andrew, I'd love to be involved.
I'll ask for you.
Italian or pizza.
That, what were you thinking of your options?
You know
fit?
So much about food, Andrew. What a foodie.
Could you do things like massage or bath and let you run him a bath or you give him a massage? Like stuff like that?
Yeah, maybe. He really wants to do a rage room, so maybe I'll book that.
That's so romantic.
On Valentine's Day?
Or maybe I'll save that for his birthday. But yeah.
I'd love a rage room. I think I'd need it.
You'd thrive in it.
Don't you think?
But the worst thing is you wouldn't leave it during your time slot, or you'd use 5 minutes to rage and then 25 minutes to clean. Like, could you imagine you wrecking a room and then leaving it a mess? I'm so sorry though. I'm so sorry. No, I honestly, I'll do it. I'll clean up. I'll pay for an extra half an hour.
Wrecking a room and then cleaning it up actually sounds like my two dream activities. It's like, that
it really
nice.
Does.
It sounds nice.
There's been some hotels recently I've stayed in where I'm like, Catherine would thrive in here with some flash.
Yikes.
Absolutely.
Why
thrive.
Are you staying in such shitholes?
I don't know. I really need to start reading reviews, is something I've realised. Like, they're not just, because you always think reviews are just written by people who have like an enemy of the person from school. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not a review. It's just like,
they have 513
I don't like them from school. So I'm going to write something nasty. Or it's just the Hilton down the road slagging them off for fun. Because like Paris and Nikki are like running out of cash.
There's a Hilton down the road and you didn't go there?
Yes, Hilton's many times. It's fair. Very, very expensive.
Hilton's quite expensive.
But what a breakfast.
What a breakfast.
I do need to elevate where I'm staying, but that will come with love and respect for myself. I'm putting a lot on loving myself.
You really are.
Is what I'm realising.
It's great. I think it's so good. My therapist the other day was like, sounds like a bit like you and your family sort of work from a slightly anxious place. And I was like, Ireland? And he was like, no, that's not what I meant at all. And I was like, oh, I'm not getting good at this at all.
I have something I need to talk to you about, actually.
Okay, stop touching me with your hands.
I was chatting with my agent, Irish woman. You know her.
I do.
And she casually mentioned you guys had a civil war.
Yeah, huh?
Awful. I had no idea. Do you want to tell me about it? Because I thought it was between the Protestants and Catholics. And she went, no, that's the Troubles. And I went, oh, I've heard about them. What happened?
Are you joking?
Yeah, when was it? I know we had one here, the Cavaliers and Roundheads. Or as... Oh, my God! Who's listening to Spare?
How much of this have you given me?
Oh, it's strawberry flavoured, so you want to get the smell.
But it's... I have enough to lube my whole body. No, I don't. The point. No, I have it on me because I touched you. I don't want to then touch you.
Oh dear. Oh, Em's what? Got blue roll.
Thank you, Em.
Sorry, I got distracted again. Cavaliers and Roundheads. That was our Civil War, right, Andrew?
Right.
But have you guys listened to Spare yet?
Sorry, Helen, are you diverting the Irish history conversation
to Prince Harry? Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you listened to Spare?
No, I heard clips, and
I had to wait for my Audible credit to come up. I got it. Oh, my God, I just started everywhere out of pure excitement. Get the tissue. Get the blue roll again. Get the blue roll again.
You are the most disgusting person.
I'm worthy of love. I'm worthy of love. I'm worthy of love. Thank you.
Right.
If I am, just leave the blue roll. This could be a long day. Okay. Kathwyn.
Yeah.
Kathwyn.
Yeah.
Are you Googling Irish Civil War?
I want to get this right for you.
Okay. And then in it, he talks about Cavaliers and Roundheads because all the boys at his private school used to compare their circumcised and uncircumcised penises, and that was their nicknames for each other. Honestly, what? Boys' private boarding schools are fucking mental. I can't believe none of you are listening to it.
Yeah, okay.
No interest.
It's Helen. So good. Have you heard the Elizabeth Arden outtake?
Yeah.
Francis bought me the 8-hour cream like immediately and
I
brought it round.
It has ruined it for me.
Oh my! If any, I've never used it before. Number one, it's incredible. So shout out to Diana's skincare regime.
It's amazing.
But also, it's just so fun. Every time you offer it to people, they're like, "Is that the?" Cream that they put on his,
cream. Yeah, the penis
his todger.
Yeah, I thought that was a parody. Honestly, when I heard that clip, I was like, that's a joke. And then everyone's like, no, it's not.
When me and Gwyneth were in Disney, we were talking about like, well, he won't do his own audiobook. Who do you reckon will do the audiobook? We could not believe he did it.
I can't believe he can read. Listen.
Really, I was hoping it'd be Stephen Fry.
That would have been amazing.
It would have been amazing. Because like Harry, he can read, but he can't do the
voices.
That's the thing, you want the impressions.
Yeah, it's he could have lent into Diana a bit more.
Like, he describes walking behind Diana's casket and he's like, the hooves clip clopping, but he then goes and it's like, do it. Do you know what I mean? Or get coconuts. Like, do something. Like,
I just think if I was a royal, I wouldn't bother to learn to read. All you're going to read is bad stuff about yourself.
That's
and why do you need to learn to read if you don't have to do anything for yourself?
The best thing about it,
people
about him reading
read
it, is he calls his brother Willy the entire time.
Well, no wonder he calls it his Podger then. He can't call it his Willy.
Yeah.
Listen.
Willy was next door. I knew he already knew.
Oh my God. That's cringe. Okay, so to answer your question.
Okay, Irish Civil War. Now, can I guess?
Let's go back a bit.
Okay.
Let's go back a bit. 1916, Easter Rising. What was that?
Catholics.
Forget Catholics and Protestants. Forget that for a second.
Okay.
Okay, so 1916 Rising. There's
1916. Oh, World War One.
It's during World War One.
Yeah, World War One.
While the British Army were fighting World
Dunkirk.
War One, Ireland took the opportunity to have a rebellion and tried to overthrow British rule.
We were busy.
Well, we were oppressed. And so...
Ever the victim. Here we go. Sorry. Sorry. No, I want to know about your, you guys's, not troubles, but the other ones.
Listen.
Okay.
This rebellion results eventually in a bunch of like conflict, but also in discussions with the British government that eventually lead to a treaty for Irish independence that is signed into ratification in 1922, right? British government agrees to let Ireland have Ireland except for the six counties, which are Northern Ireland.
Derry.
So.
Belfast.
Michael Collins, your guy.
Yes, shot by a car.
Signs this treaty.
Yes.
Comes back and is like, we have the 26 counties. 26 counties? Sure. Is it 32? Yeah. And the rebels at home were like, fuck that, you shouldn't have signed away six counties.
Okay.
So there's now a pro-treaty faction and an anti-treaty faction.
Okay.
The pro-treaty...
In Ireland, not in Northern Ireland.
In Ireland, yeah. Pro-treaty think the deal is right.
No, they love the English.
Anti-treaty become the... No, they don't love the English. They wanted full independence for Ireland, but think that this is the best deal they could have got. Anti-treaty go on to become the IRA, a descendant of... But the
come out your black and tan.
that's not for you.
Okay.
And we've been over this. And so, and that's De Valera and co. And so what happens is a...
What's that, a river dance? No, I'm joking. Sorry.
A president. Don't yeah. Okay, so they have a civil war.
Anti-treaty and pro-treaty.
Mm-hmm.
Bless you guys. What happened?
Well, what happens to Michael Collins?
Shotty. Oh, dear. Shotty. And was he anti or pro?
Pro. He was pro because he signed it.
Yeah, because he loved it.
No. None of them were happy with it.
But they were like, this is the best we can do for now.
This is the best we can do and it's better than home
rule. How long did your civil war last?
I think it was 1922 to 1923.
Oh, so a battle. Like, come on. 1 year.
I mean, brothers fought against brothers. It was a very
serious... No!
Yeah.
What side were you on? Oh, you weren't born yet. What side would you have been on?
Fuck you.
I don't understand.
My pro collagen drink, my age is a feeling, my what side were you on in the Civil War? In fact, your agent being like, ask Catherine as if I'll remember the Civil War.
That's amazing. Why do we not know about this?
Well, you don't know anything about any Irish history.
I know, but have you heard about this, Andrew?
I have heard about it. As a saving grace for Helen, I will say she knows nothing about any history. If we cast,
she knows about the Germans.
Well, let's cast our minds back to the Jade Adams episode where Helen goes, just learn about World War One.
Awful.
Terrible time. Awful.
Awful. And also, I learned the other day from another podcast about Lady Jane Grey, the 9-day queen. Any questions about her? Ask me.
What happened to her?
Beheaded.
By?
Mary, Queen of Scots' people.
Why?
Because Mary did not believe that she had any right to the throne.
Who overtook her?
Who overtook Mary, Queen of Scots?
No, Lady Jane Grey.
Mary.
Okay, and who was Lady Jane Grey? Who was her parentage?
Her parents were like a cousin to Henry VIII.
And was she a
after Edward died? She was not a peasant. She was very noble. Very noble nice woman. She spoke lots of languages.
I didn't assume she was a peasant.
She was a Protestant, but it wasn't so much about that. It was more of a, like, the favour of
the
nation.
It was always about that with Mary. Come on.
Actually, that's a very common misconception about Mary. She actually did not hate Lady Jane for that reason. It was more that she knew that her brother had died and it was her turn, and it actually did not become President Catherine. It became like a popularity thing, but weirdly the church
Imagine
wasn't involved
in it. Imagine popularity contest being settled by beheadings.
Awful, isn't it? But apparently Mary didn't want her beheaded, but it ended up being that's the only option. But
like,
she genuinely Bloody Mary is history.
I just said
saying a woman was awful because one person got beheaded. When you think about the amount that the men did, and she got called Bloody Mary, but actually she was a good advocate for peace. Any more questions?
My favorite part about the Spencer movie was when Anne Boleyn kept showing up dead.
But I just, that was good history from me.
Hey, nice. Well done. I don't know any of that.
That was very good history. Nice. I take my comment back. I'm sorry, Helen.
That's okay, Andrew.
She knows about two things from history.
And next, I'm going to learn about... I already know everything about the Nazis. Weird.
What gigs are you doing on Valentine's Day?
West End Comedy Club.
And?
I can't remember what the other one I'm doing is. I think I'm doing the boat show.
Nice.
It's like two in central London. Two giggies. Yeah. And then I think... I'll see what Sunil's doing. Maybe a movie night.
A movie night in with your housemate who you're not fucking for Valentine's.
Yeah. Well, we haven't watched a movie together in so long, so we're just like not on the same page, like media-wise again. Okay. Even though Apprentice is back, which has brought us together.
What's an ideal Valentine's movie? I just watched Fatal Attraction. That
Moana.
Was great. Fatal Attraction was so good.
Yeah, you rang me. You said
have
it was
you
really
seen
good.
It?
Yeah, of course.
It's so good. Guys, have you heard of this film called Fatal Attraction? It's about a lady with no eyebrows and she's mean.
What's the best Valentine's Day movie? That's a good question. Letters from Juliet with Amanda Seyfried and
Fuck
Vanessa
off. That's dog shit.
It's amazing.
That is dog shit.
It's incredible.
Absolutely not. You might as well be like The Notebook, although The Notebook's better.
The Notebook is so good.
I actually really like it.
So emotional.
When I was a kid, that was like the epitome of romance.
Do you ever get confused with it in Forrest Gump?
No.
Because of the accents and like where it's set and the time.
No.
I always do. I'm like, what's the Notebook? And I'm like, where's Bubba? Like, it's, yeah.
No.
Me neither then.
Okay.
I watched a really good film at the weekend.
I've been watching a lot of classics. I watched The Color Purple. That's dark.
That's very dark. Also a wonderful musical.
Okay, fascinating. What did you watch?
I watched Rescue Rangers, the Chip and Dale movie. Hello?
Do you see there's a new series about the Chippendales coming out?
Yes! On Disney
Plus!
It looks
so good. Yes! It looks so... You know what I just watched? Yellow Jackets. I know I'm late to this party too, but has everyone seen it?
I mean, I watched a bit of the first season. The premise is amazing.
It's so good.
Do you know about this? Is it a queer thing?
No, well, it's got queer characters in. Yeah,
it's a bit.
The cool thing is all the cast who they... Everyone who plays a queer is a queer, which is exciting. But yeah, so the it's like Lost, but in a forest, and they're high school girls. Yes.
Heaven, and they all have yellow jackets.
And it goes so Lord of the Flies so fast. These girls are creepy. And Christina Ricci's in it. I will watch anything with Christina Ricci.
Have you watched Wednesday?
And indeed, Melanie Lynskey's amazing.
Who's Melanie Lynskey?
Melanie Lynskey is in everything. She was the butt of the joke in that Charlie Sheen show. What was it, one Paramount?
2 and a Half Men.
Yeah, so she was always like the one who was like stalking him. But then she's like, she's in loads of stuff.
Okay, cool.
She's great.
Look, there's a lot of good TV and film out
she's
there.
She's a Kiwi actress. Charlie Clive was telling me a cool story about her, which is that like she played George Clooney's sister in a show about him firing everyone, or a film about him firing everyone. Can't remember what that was called. Am I good at telling stories? Do I seem old?
Should we bring all our guests?
No, I'm not done. And all the Americans were like, you should get your teeth fixed. And like really went savage on her teeth. And then her agent was apparently like, you should get your teeth fixed maybe. And she was like, well, I'm cast in everything. Why would I do that? Like, yeah. They're unimportant.
They're so unimportant.
The American agent was apparently like, I mean, yeah, I guess you are cast in everything. As you were. I'm like, yes, Melanie.
They just
Lynskey.
Did this and Call the Midwife.
You just did this?
No, but they had someone who had all their teeth pulled out and given dentures.
What? That's not the same.
It was a great episode of Call the Midwife. And why was it relevant? She was pregnant.
Question is, what was it a vanity choice?
No, she just, they were all rotting and causing her pain.
Okay, second thing to say is Call the Midwife still running?
Yes.
Yeah. Really?
But I'm on season 6.
It's got more than 6 seasons?
It's like on season 11 now, I think.
11 seasons?
Yeah, it's a lot of babies.
But it's the same thing every episode.
No, it's not.
Yes, it
no,
is.
No, it's not. No, let's bring on our guest. You're pissing me off. I hate Valentine's Day. I hate you. And I love Call the Midwife. Please welcome it, Lara Ricotte. Show with Helen Bauer. We've got lots of previews coming up. Me, myself, Catherine, Andrew, any previews?
Yeah.
Let's here go. We bloody go. Let's go through mine first. I'm at Vault Festival in London. I'm going to the Leicester Comedy Festival. I've got some dates coming up in Bath, in Brighton, in Edinburgh. The dates will be on my website. I just haven't put them all there yet. But please, please come to them. So far, they have been lots of fun and lots of things I'll never say again. Catherine?
Yes, please. You've already started working progressing. Yeah. I need to do some progressing. So I'll
go see Catherine's first too if you want to watch someone not do.
Yay!
Not thrive.
Yay! Fuck you! Fuck you! I do very well at work in progressing. I just
you
also...
do, but you don't take it well when you've got a fully formed joke and it goes
defensive.
Silent.
Yes. Yeah, I get quite defensive. That's fair and true. I feel like I need to protect myself. So I'm doing Angel Comedy Club on the 23rd of March. I'm doing same Angel Comedy Club on the 5th of April. I'm doing 2 North Down this like a couple of times, a couple of Sundays, I think.
Sick.
This is all going to be on my website, but it's not currently. I also have some in Top Secret. So all over London, I'm going to be work in progressing this.
She's booked
shit
and blessed.
Out of my shit. I have a lot of new stuff. I just don't know which of it works. So please come and tell me, but like with your laughs, not with feedback. I don't want any feedback. I don't respond well. I don't need, I will kill you.
Mr. Andrew White, are you in Leicester too?
I am. I'm at the Leicester Comedy Festival on February 25th with my new show, which is called Man on Man.
Sexy.
Well, I thought it's going to be about masculinity, so it would be like the academic, like, oh, man.
A man on man. No, I got you.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you for explaining the joke to me.
Sorry.
No, I didn't
well, no,
get it. That
because,
was good.
It's for Helen, okay.
No, but it's not most people. I think I've made it too wanky, so I'm probably going to change the title.
Oh, no, I think it works perfectly on both levels.
Oh, thank you, Catherine.
I think it's very clear.
I'll leave
go
it.
To man see Andrew man. And Leicester and tell
yeah,
him.
And I've got New Wimbledon Theatre in June as well. That's on my website.
Gorgeous.
Okay. Oh my God.
By the time this comes out, I will have endeavored to put all those dates on my website. Although Andrew did something finicky with my website that I now don't know how to work it. So once he fixes that, I'm going to put them right on my website. Hey, Andrew, can you please help me fix my website?
Thank you so much. See you in a live show soon.
Okay, bye.
Welcome, Lara.
Thank you.
What's your favorite conspiracy? theory, you freak.
Oh my God, this is so mean. Lara has come in with, let's be honest, a dubious food shirt on.
Yes. It says, we must ask why in the front without a lisp. It says it just straight. And then in the back.
It's so cute.
Okay, I'll read it. Stay together. Take enjoyment from what you do.
That
part's not the bit.
A happy mind is a healthy mind.
The bit that's dubious.
That's also just nice.
The bit that's like question your reality. Search for answers feels a little...
Search for answers that question your reality. I think that's good, though.
It feels a little anti-vax, doesn't it?
It feels a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, are you?
I have the feeling. No, I have, but yeah. I have a father. But I have a father who's insane.
Your dad is anti-vax, isn't he? Much.
What? Have you been vaccinated?
For a long time, I was not. But it took, because he was like a writer, he write letters to the school type of thing. But only because, okay, but in his defense, like they found out we were hard of hearing 2 years, like me and my older sister, 2 years after they vaccinated us both in Mexico. In like a kind of like, it wasn't like a shady vaccination place. It was a hospital, but he was still like, Mexico. Even though my mom's from there and we're from there. But he was like...
Wait, he's the only non-Mexican?
He's Venezuelan though, so it's not like better.
No, but it feels specifically racist.
Yeah, no, for sure racist. But like,
also, what's also great is that nothing else are you like, well, there was a 2-year correlation. Yeah. You're not like, I came out of that Tesco's and then 2 years later I tripped over. So come on, in fairness to
him. Yeah, but if your sister came out of a Tesco and 2 years later she tripped over, same place, same time, and you guys had come out together, you'd be like something.
But you'd be like, was it the Tesco or was it what we had for breakfast or was it blah, 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 blah?
No, that's us searching for questions that answer a reality we don't understand. This is good.
I love that you're like, or his genes. Wow, that's so shady to turn it back on your dad. Maybe it's freaking sperm, dude. Wow, that's
most
savage.
Probably. I mean, it's both of them, my parents together. But then my little sister, not deaf.
Wow.
What's going on?
Yes. But not in Mexico. Dot, dot, dot.
Dun, dun, dun.
I said dot, dot, dot.
Wait, how many deaf people are in Mexico?
You know, I have no idea. Everyone, I have something to look up.
Andrew, we'd love to know the statistics.
We must ask why. That's so funny. Okay, great. So hello. Welcome. Hi.
I always think asking why is important because I watch a lot of
the... No, you're getting the wrong message from the joke about the t-shirt.
Because I watch a lot of like, you know, on like Channel 5 late at night, they have those American shows of like aliens in Alaska and it's all like aliens in the desert in America. It's all in America. Yeah. And it's always a guy who's got like one tooth but really nice like dungarees going like, I know what I saw. Don't argue with me because you are there.
Which accent is that?
Boston. Right?
He's Boston, but he's in the desert.
Where's the desert then?
Not in Boston.
No, it's the other way.
Probably the other way.
Yeah. Mexico.
Mexico. New Mexico itself. Yeah.
Okay. And he's like, you don't argue with me. I know what I saw. And then it's like him talking about aliens and it's so easy to be like, oh, he's just mad. But it's like, well, if he knows, who am I to deny it? That's the thing. And also, there are definitely aliens. We know that for a fact.
Obviously, my mom has seen aliens. My mom has, she talks about it all the time.
Obviously. You said obviously.
Yeah, because my mother believes in all this stuff. Like,
What else is in the category of alien?
Like,
witches.
Angels.
Angels,
yeah. Witches, say it with me. Witches, angels, warlocks.
What else?
Wizards. Vampires.
She believes in vampires?
She doesn't believe in vampires.
Oh, no, mine either.
Which is adding to the mix. But she believes in like past life, future life. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if there's past, there's future, as I always say.
when you're not saying, question your reality.
She went to God. So we've always gone to like, but these sort of things that like were an option. I tell a story. I think I probably told it before to someone who's heard it, so they'll hear it again. But my mom, when I was like 13 years old, she was like, you can either have a metal detector, which is something I wanted real bad, or...
You wanted a metal detector?
Because I lived by the beach.
I get it.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like such a good gift.
I mean, that's like, or like a surfboard.
Yeah, but like imagine how can you find all the things that are underneath the sand?
No, of course.
No other way.
No, sure.
Mm-hmm. And it beeps and
stuff. Question everything.
Question your reality. Find underneath the sand. She went to college and she said either that or we go to an angel reader who's like this freaking Colombian guy who lives in... I don't know where he lived, but he had an office in the back.
Is she pitching it like this to the 13? You're like, he's a freaking Colombian guy.
He's a freaking Colombian guy. You're gonna die. She's just like, there's this guy, and he can speak to your angels, which are like, they're always hovering over you.
They are.
They
right. So you're choosing under the sand or over your head?
Over your head.
What and did you decide
obviously,
on?
Obviously. Angels. I'm the fucking angel. That would be crazy. Imagine. Imagine I had gone for the metal detector.
That's the angel. A chance to speak to your angel? Obviously.
But that's impossible, whereas at least you could find some money on the beach.
Yeah, the thing is that it's not impossible.
Oh, right, my
friend. If you think of, because
if you meet your angel.
So you don't meet him.
You started this with your mom believes in.
Yeah, but I went
like
to
you
many.
Believes.
I don't know if I believe it, but I've been to tons. I've been to tons. Like, I've been I've been to a lot of them. Like, they.
All
they,
Colombian?
No.
Okay.
No, all types of places. Okay. Argentina. Mm-hmm.
the big two.
The big two in Latin America.
I've never heard it pronounced Argentina.
I just really want to hear about the angel.
Well, sorry, my apologies.
No, please. He told me two things. At that point, I really want to be a singer. That was what I wanted to do the most. And so you get to like ask a couple questions, but also the whole time he's looking above you. Like he's not looking at you, and then you sort of ask questions, and then he tells you stuff. And you
so it's like being on a date with Annie Man.
With who?
With any guy. He's just like above you, like you're like, hello, like, hello.
And he's like, your grandpa. Yeah. What's it called? You ask him stuff about like, you ask about whatever you want.
Oh
but I don't remember all the, because I was small. But I remember I asked about like my grandpa. He said my grandpa was going to die in the year that he did die. He just gave me a year. And then he did die that year.
Wow.
That we remember because my mom obviously wrote everything down.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, because then you forget and then you believe any stuff.
Yeah.
And that's not how we are in my family. No. We question everything.
You have to ask
and,
why.
Yeah, we have to ask why we wrote everything down. And that he said. And then I was like, will I be a singer? And he was like, yes. If you want to, but only in a choir.
Oh.
Yeah.
So not really.
So no. It was like,
so
it was
no.
like the, yeah, it was like
oh,
when the
baby.
Magic 8 ball. Like,
yeah, if you volunteer for a choir where they don't hold auditions, you could totally be in that choir everyone's allowed
yeah, like,
to.
People, yeah, you can be part of the thing everybody can do. And he, in a church. And
wow.
He was just like, you can. He didn't say no. And then I was obviously destroyed.
Yeah, it would ruin me.
And it was my birthday. And it was horrible. And then I told my mom and she was like, tough luck. Like, that sucks. Like, that's just the truth. And it made it even worse, of course. But at the same time, like,
question. Had your mother heard you sing?
Yeah, no, I was in singing classes for a while.
Okay. And
you think, no.
So you don't think that maybe she took you there to ask him that and maybe had told him about how much
Mary Joseph,
maybe
I'm so sorry.
Had, no. Maybe had told him how much she was spending on the singing lessons and had heard you
she
sing.
Wishes that I was a singer.
But were you a good singer?
I wasn't a bad singer. Also, when I was 18, my parents were like, you can go, we have this little bit of money, you can go to college or we can push a CD for you. Yeah, they said that.
What did you choose?
Well, obviously I went to college.
Oh, thank God. You understand that was no longer obvious to me, right?
Yeah, but it should have been because of the angel reader, probably.
I never went to an angel reader, but I'm really intrigued. I think I'd enjoy it.
I have one that I can give you over Zoom.
No way.
Yeah, and
over,
she's amazing.
They can see the angels through the Zoom?
They just feel your presence.
And like, you know, Tyler, what's his name, who does the readings for everyone in America? I want to say Tyler Perry, but not Tyler Perry.
Yeah, no, he's not.
No,
but
he's
on Netflix.
Busy. But yeah. The guy,
Netflix.
Tyler, something. And
he scribbles.
He scribbles and he talks to, like, you know, like Melissa Joan Hart. And she's like, I'm Sabrina. And he's like, but your mum's dead. And she's like, no.
Tyler Henry.
He definitely couldn't have Googled that about a famous person.
Tyler Henry.
Tyler Henry. Thank you very much.
So your mom asked this angel speaker person to kill your dreams, and then
she didn't.
She just hoped he would, so she didn't have to.
she didn't even know what I was gonna ask. She just like said,
you
go
were
in
13.
There.
You think you had more stuff going on than metal detectors and singing?
I really didn't.
I don't know why she's being this way. I'm sorry.
She feels like she knows.
Sorry,
and I'm with it.
Question everything.
I'm sorry. What are your past lives according to your mum?
I'm not really sure about so many things.
Because you feel new to me.
Really?
Yeah.
I've always been told I'm old.
She says
really?
New to everything. She says I'm
new. No, I know because my mum's told me my past lives, but you feel very new.
Because I'm like,
I don't
jumpy.
Know. There's like, like an excitement, a childlike wonder. Like, I don't think you've been through a war.
Well, I've apparently been through a bombing.
No, which one?
One in Asia.
so sorry.
How non-specific of your mom.
Yeah, no, it was, but this was the thing about, I'm writing a series about it. That will come out. I can plug that at some point. Yes. Hopefully if they buy it.
They're
somebody
buy
should
it.
Buy it. Right. I'm writing a series about that. My parents, it's not about that at all. This happens once in the series.
Right.
My mom feels a lot of guilt about the fact that my sister and I are hard of hearing. And so she goes, whenever she goes, she's like, why? Like, why is it that like they're hard of hearing? Mm-hmm. And one of them said that we were like in a bombing in God. Asia. My mom
it's
was
it's just like ringing in your ears.
something happened when we were in Asia, and my mom wasn't our mom. Obviously, she was like something else.
Yeah.
And we weren't siblings necessarily. We were boys, and we were in
boys
this,
can't be siblings.
Boys,
boys hate siblings.
We didn't even know each other. We were just boys. We were just boys just walking around. Yeah. And we were in a sort of field.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom tried to save us and couldn't. And then the bomb exploded and it ruined our ears for future lives and past lives.
Wow.
So could a thing like that be made up?
No, that makes sense.
It sounds like, to me.
Yeah, we know what it sounds like to you.
I don't think you do. What do you think it sounds like to me?
Bullshit.
No, I was going to say, I mean, yes.
And I just
met her. I was going to say, it sounds like you have two parents who were trying to find reasons why deafness happened to you and not necessarily celebrating it.
Oh, definitely not celebrating. And then she sent us on a trip and was like, go just like go to Asia and like be okay with it. But it's like it all came from like
be okay with the bombing.
Be
okay with Asia.
Be okay with like the fact that like go on pilgrimage, like go there, be there, and just like that will take it away for the next life. Yeah. And it's like just like celebrate it, but at the same time, so much guilt. I mean, imagine like it's like a hard thing to bring on yourself and be like, I created a kid and I wanted to make him like exactly the way that. And then, like,
but we can't guarantee.
We can't guarantee
anything, and also
we can't.
And also, like, they might believe in angels.
To know where your angels.
I'd much rather they were deaf. I'm choosing between angels and deaf. I'm like, I know what I'm choosing.
Angels.
I can learn sign language. I can't learn to speak to angels.
You might.
I don't know.
What do you think I am for you?
What do you
mean? I think of us as each other's angels. Do you not think of me as an angel for you?
So,
are you serious? I think I've got some friends who are angels that were sent for me. Like, I sort of just like met them, and then I'm like, oh my God, we just sort of like had like such a chance random meeting, but then they're an angel that came into my life.
I have foisted myself upon you. I have been like, let's be friends, let's be friends, let's have an emotional conversation, let's be friends.
And it worked like an angel.
It's more like, okay. Okay, my question.
And then you're an angel for me. Look, a newer angel for me, but I do see you as an angel.
And I'm very new.
You're very, but you do feel new. Like I was in World War One.
Oh,
and stuff. Yeah.
What was that about?
I was in the trenches.
And how did you?
What's the Yelp review?
I don't know. I haven't looked into it too much because my mum told me I was in the trenches, but she can't tell me which side I was fighting for.
Which
just makes it really hard to research because it's like I don't want to. Look at loads
she
of pictures of like.
She told you were in the trenches. She told you I can't tell. She knows.
Yeah.
Obviously,
which means I'm German. But were the Germans bad in World War One, or did they just turn bad in between one and two?
I think they were bad.
Were they baddies in one? Catherine, say something. You'll go quiet.
I zoned out because I chose not to be here anymore.
No.
But Catherine doesn't feel new though. She used to feel new to me, but now I feel like she's gone through like something.
In the past month.
Yeah.
I've aged. I'm haggard now.
Like she could have been Anne Boleyn for all we know.
No,
and that's why you're
no,
so like.
I was not an English woman. Now here's the thing. I am. But wait, are they on board now?
Who?
Your parents.
With
not the angels. Not the Germans, not the angels. Specifically your parents. Have they managed to get on board with your deafness?
I mean, there's not a lot of stuff to get on board with, but it's like they're just like, whatever. I'm not like
I agree.
If they were like if I think that it's always gonna be a process of like it's not like also it's not that bad. Like I can be peer and I can be part of these conversations. Like I have my hearing aids on, but like
yeah.
I can really have access to a lot of the world.
Yeah.
I think that they're very worried because it's degenerative, which is the most unfortunate. But it's like if it progressively gets worse.
It'd be cooler if it got better over time.
I know, that'd be amazing.
But maybe your angels will do that.
And so we wish.
No.
But like my mom this year for Christmas got me an ASL coloring book, which is like
What is that?
American Sign Language.
American Sign Language coloring book, which is like also BSL, ASL, different languages.
Sorry, yeah. I understand what an ASL and a coloring book is. What I don't understand is what an ASL coloring book is.
Have all the like whatever, like the A and the B, the letters,
the signs,
okay. And then you color them in, and that way you learn as you color for children, I guess.
Okay.
For children.
Can you sign?
I can't sign.
Oh shit!
I can now because I watched Coda.
Oh, and you
so now I sign ASL.
No, you didn't.
I do. I watched Coda. I thought it was absolutely incredible. I will say this. I cried my fucking eyes out because I cannot handle when a pretty song happens in a good film. Like, yeah, it's just, it kills me.
Fair.
And she sings Both Sides Now and she starts signing during it.
That's beautiful.
And this is Moons. I can't remember what June's is. And this is Ferris Wheels.
I thought you spoke.
Oh, Ferris Wheels.
Yeah, Ferris Wheels.
Also, okay.
So I thought initially, can your mom sign?
No one can sign. But also, I talk about this in my hours, so it's sort of like a bit. But like okay. my doctors have told us that we don't need to learn sign language because as our hearing gets progressively worse, science is just supposed to get better. They say. They say like people are working.
Such
on
a
it.
Risk, babe. Such a risk.
People are working.
People are working
on
like
it?
Scientists.
So you're not going to learn to sign because people
I
are.
I mean,
working
they say
on
like
it.
They're at the lab. And, like, they can't stop
those
working.
Those guys are at the lab.
People have been on it for years.
What happened to question everything, babe?
No, I know. I am.
But not when you have to learn to sign.
That is just, like, a big time commitment.
Can I say that I get this? Not for hearing, obviously, but for teeth? Because I refuse to floss because the feeling makes me feel mad. But I do think by the time I get to the
same.
It's exactly the same. It's exactly the same. Degenerative hearing loss and me not flossing. I'm sorry. I'm saying I'm also going through.
I know.
Do you know what I
know.
Mean? And it's like, you know, I wasn't vaccinated in Mexico, but I didn't get my MMR jab until I was like in my mid-20s because my mum forgot to take me. So we've both been through something.
What was that? What is that MMR gap?
Mumps, measles and rubella, but I didn't get it. So lucky Helen. And then
you same. Guys have got to get vaccines and
I got it done with my cervical smear, but it was just a bit weird because it's like a jab for a baby and then a smear for a big girl. Like, it's weird.
Okay, you do also need to floss. I'm going to stress that.
Yeah, I bought floss, but I don't like the feeling between my tight teeth down here of like flossing. And I just think by the
There's
time
a water pick.
Yeah, people keep
those
saying
are,
this.
I don't like those.
Yeah, they make me
I don't
bleed.
Like those. I don't think
I have it though. It's too expensive for how much it makes you bleed.
It felt too.
I don't
yeah,
bleed.
That feels like maybe gum disease. But I feel
guys fucking hate a woman with a bleeding mouth.
Yeah,
they hate it. They
sure.
cannot stand a woman bleeding from her gums. What's that line in? What's it in? There's a line. It's an Amanda Iannucci film. And the woman, she's like bleeding from her gums. And he goes, God knows I cannot stand a woman bleeding from her gums. You know, what's it? The film that goes, it's not easy peasy lemon squeezy. It's difficult, difficult, lemon difficult. In the loop. Is it? No.
I'll find out.
In the loop. That's the film. Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's incredible.
And no, they say, and I can imagine,
stand a woman
though.
Bleeding from her gum. I will not abide a woman bleeding from her gum. But I think science is doing such a good job with teeth.
Yeah, they came up
and
with.
And ears.
You know what they came up with?
So good.
They came up with? Floss.
Yeah.
Floss.
No, like, yeah, I think
it's floss.
All of our teeth will fall out at one point.
That's one
and
thing.
I'm just going to get new ones.
And when you do, you'll have eternal youth.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Let's do a listener problem, Andrew.
Okay.
Wow. This podcast gives you whiplash, FYI.
As it is the season of love, we'll do a breakup problem.
A breakup problem?
That's so savage. It's a season of love. Let's talk about a breakup. Okay.
It's also related to skiing, so maybe you can offer some insight, Ellen.
I went skiing.
She hated it. Do you ski?
I've done it in the past. Okay. Once, twice.
Okay, she's a posh girl. No.
You've never done it?
Skied? No.
You won't do it ever?
No. Irish people don't ski.
Okay.
So this they do if they get to fall over and get to be the victim.
Oh my goodness, Helen.
Oh my gosh.
You were exclusively on the ground.
You know what? We're going to quickly do a compliment circle between me and Catherine just to check we're still friends. Is that okay?
Did you hand sign? Thank you.
I love your OCD. That's my compliment. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just wet hands.
Yeah. It's also so warm. You're like hot, hot.
Nice.
Okay. That'll do. I love your curious mind. I love that you are open to things, but question things and stick to who you are truly. And I also think you've got a very sweet little nose. And I do, despite the fact you might not believe in it, I do think of myself as your angel. My turn.
Okay.
Very nice. Very thorough.
Thank you.
I don't believe in angels, but you are one of my best friends, which is high esteem
for
me.
One of my best friends.
What? You have Emma Black and Francis.
She knows. Mm-hmm.
And you would hate the pressure of being my exclusive own. If I said to you, you were my best friend.
Oh,
in the world,
I'd kill myself.
You would hate that. You'd be like, it's too much pressure.
It's way too much pressure.
You'd never
I don't
speak
want
to
go to that many
to,
dinner
like, an
parties.
Play
no,
in, like,
it'd be horrendous. Yeah.
No. Okay. So yeah. So you are one of my best friends.
Good. I don't want to be that involved in like the lesbians of East London. Like,
I know you don't want to be involved.
Like,
shall I go on?
Yes.
You're the straightest woman I know.
Thank you.
I think you're doing a really good job at learning to love yourself. Sometimes I think you're overcorrecting. And lastly,
I don't know what that means.
That's okay, and I'm glad for it. You're the prettiest bimbo I know.
Kathwin.
I know. Aww. You're welcome.
And you're very funny and attractive.
Thank you.
You're
welcome. Thank you for coming.
Okay, Andrew, I think
I purposely didn't clarify the gender of your partner because I chose to take partner the way I wanted to. All right.
And we all said partner. And no one has any clue.
It confuses me when straight people say partner.
But it's allyship.
I don't think
that's
it's free.
Nice.
Really? I always think they're starting a law firm or something.
Yeah, I'm like,
what,
do you play
really?
Tennis?
Yeah.
Are you setting up a business?
But isn't it better that no one assumes anything?
Yeah, but I don't think that's really... I think that's actually just like trying to co-opt cool.
No.
It's always people trying to be like a partner and it's like, you fuck it, dude, just own it.
Yeah, but then you got it like, it's also a different term. Like boyfriend feels like a silly little boy. And then partner feels like he's like the person I do my life with. And I'm not allowed to do my life with someone?
With a silly little boy? With a silly little boy? No, here's my thing. I also think arguably it makes people presume the other thing, right? So if you say partner, people will presume gay, especially because of your t-shirt and your double t-shirt. And actually, it's maybe good for them to be like, straight women can wear sensible shoes too. So you're not challenging prejudice.
It's about this?
You can't co-opt our style and our words.
I'm wearing a hoodie and Doc Martens. This is bad.
Oh, Helen, nobody thinks you're a lesbian. Just Laura.
No. Milo McCabe, comedian Milo McCabe.
I literally
thought me and
during that laugh.
That was so
no.
good.
Yeah,
wait, can you smell
that.
The iron? Stop.
No.
Do it. Like a penny
day
slot
two?
Machine.
Day two? Day two.
They do what?
Day two?
You want
day
two?
Two? I'm day two, yeah.
Yeah, good.
It's the most sensitive.
Fresh.
I am.
Yeah.
Hey! So, you have to do what before you touch people's
skin? Can I ask? Can I touch your breast?
Can I ask you?
Can I ask if I can touch your breast? I've already done it. Okay.
She did it to my mother first time she met her.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
What is wrong with you?
Yes, you did. You went straight up. Under.
What is wrong with you?
No,
yes,
I
you
didn't.
Did. Yes, you did. Yes,
Helen,
you did.
Why would you
outside of Shoreditch Town Hall?
What?
And she went like this.
Yeah, I am not, I'm not denying it, but I don't have a memory of doing that.
So
I remember.
Some people laugh when they're stressed.
Yeah, my mother.
What?
No, I think she was. No, she loved you. She couldn't believe how funny you were. She really, yeah, the whole time. She
or
was,
that you were violating
her. Also, are we denying that there's any chance that Laura's mom wasn't like, touch me, like asked for it? Like maybe she was.
I mean, maybe.
Maybe. Let's do a problem. Let's stop.
You're gonna
all
do
this.
A breakup.
Yeah.
A breakup.
A
thing.
Breakup before we break up.
So this is from V.
Hi, V.
Who leads with
Andrew,
some.
Andrew, can you possibly. Can you see?
No, I would love to see your lips.
Oh, sorry. Yes, of course.
In not a sexual way. I mean it in just the way.
Yeah.
Imagine if it was like in a sexual way.
Stand up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No
Andrew.
Worries. Just want to start with some praise. I love the podcast. Listen every week. It's hilarious and chaotic in perfect proportions.
Shut your mouth.
I recently had a mutual breakup. This was absolutely the right decision, so no wells needed. Helen often asks to put people in wells as a solution.
Can I stop you there, Andrew? Mm-hmm. I have a strong conviction that there's no such thing as a mutual breakup. And if somebody's saying it's a mutual breakup, they did the dumping.
Well, what did Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin do then?
I think that he dumped her and she insisted on that PR call.
I didn't hear about it.
They had a mutual uncoupling.
How old are you?
Very young. No, I'm not that young.
What age? What year were you born? 20s. Jesus Christ.
But I don't think that it's about that.
26.
I just think I grew up in Miami where they're just pop culture
where they don't have Gwyneth Paltrow.
It just doesn't arrive.
My hair clip just
broke. Oh my God.
What is happening?
Well, you were playing with it all podcast, Helen.
You
it
can't
is your
deny
fault.
Goop and then, oh wow.
This is Vin.
She's 26. You've broken your hair. This is
and I'm losing hair.
What?
You're pulling it out. That's what. Okay, put it in. Andrew. Okay,
mutual,
thank you.
Mutual break.
Yeah, but we think you broke up with him. Okay.
Put him in a well.
I've just been finding it a bit difficult to be alone again and to try and enjoy myself. Something Catherine said really resonated with me about
I doubt it.
Waiting to do things when I'm with someone, wanting to do things when I'm with someone, when I hit a career goal, etc. After listening and realizing I was doing something similar, I booked myself a ski holiday alone. I wanted to ask for any suggestions on how to enjoy this as much as possible.
What did I say that resonated with them?
About wanting to do things when I'm with someone.
But you can't do it.
Right. Like if I'm alone, I don't do stuff. And if I'm with someone, then I do all these things.
Oh,
I think.
Yeah. Okay.
I took it as when you're with someone, there's stuff you want to do, but if they don't want to do it, you don't do it. So now you're single. You're like, I'm going to do the things that I couldn't do when I was with them.
Could be either or.
Okay.
No, I'm right. I am.
So booked a ski holiday alone. Any suggestions on how to enjoy this as much as possible and not feel like I'm just by myself in a different place? I have social anxiety, which doesn't help. So I'm a bit nervous about pushing myself too far out my comfort zone. But I love skiing, so hope it will be worth it.
Okay.
Any ideas appreciated and looking forward to the next Trusty Hogs Live.
All I can say is skiing is the fucking worst.
B, this is really tricky because in the last episode we did, Helen had just come back from a skiing trip and had declared skiing to be the devil's sport and all people who ski to be monsters. So we'd just like to retract the second part.
I hated it.
Yeah.
But they don't have to be monsters.
No, they were.
Oh, they not were. This really.
No, sweet. They are. But we'll retract it.
How do you enjoy yourself by yourself while skiing with social anxiety? Is that the question?
Yeah.
How to have fun.
Has anyone here done a trip by themselves?
Yes, many times.
And how was it?
I thrive.
Do you? Yeah. But okay, yeah. Tell them how.
So you sort of, you pick when you want company and when you don't. I was like,
how?
I choked on my own breath.
I swear I have a good time. I'm just joking.
So there's always like people around in like cafes and bars. There's always like, if you're like often in a hostel or a hotel.
But may I, Helen? You're not exactly socially anxious.
How very dare you?
you're the opposite of socially anxious.
How very dare you? I love alone time and I really like find it so precious. So when I go on holiday with friends, which I normally do, I go with friends who are like really good at spending time by themselves as well. So we have a lot of time to do whatever we want because I've never like shared a life with anyone. Mm-hmm. So I've never had to do it. Traveling by myself, done many times. I do have a tendency when I'm by myself to go too far. So like, don't follow the adventure to the end. You know that saying, like, don't go with a hippie to a second location? Like, don't go. Well, if you meet a hippie, don't go to a second location.
Okay, no, I wouldn't be talking to the hippie. My question was, what?
No, you must.
You are the hippie. My question was,
is it my hair? yes.
No, it's the T-shirt. Listen,
my question is,
what do you mean by in the case of skiing alone? What is not following the adventure to the end?
Like, don't if everyone's like, oh, we're gonna start tonight in France, but we're gonna end it on the other side of Switzerland.
Jesus, okay.
Don't be like that, because I did that once. I went by myself to Malaysia and I was at my uncle's house who lives in Malaysia. Mm-hmm. And then I like read online that there was a like tsunami in the Philippines, and I was like, I'll help. So I flew to the Philippines, and then I was like working in a packing house in like Cebu, and then I lost my phone because I packed it up for a family by accident.
No.
So I had no phone, and then we went to Tacloban where the tsunami happened.
Family had a tsunami,
and I thought I was going to help, but it turns out they just wanted pictures of white people helping. But then I had to sit there with an interview form and be like, do you have medicine? They were like, we need our heart medicine for our baby, but everything's gone. And I was like, I'm 22. So like, don't follow it too far.
You donated all your nudes to some family who just lost their
I lost everything. I lost everything to people who had nothing. And then, but you need to just sort of like pick where you're going and stick with it. Because otherwise, like when I was in India by myself when I was 19, I thought it was a really good time to go off the lonely planet. Like to not be following what all the other tourists do.
Yeah.
Which is really tricky by yourself at 19. Because you can't get like a hotel room some places without being married. And all I had was a mood ring from when I was a teenager. And I was like, and my husband's on his way.
Okay.
But you're going skiing, which is very different.
Yeah.
Right.
So when you want to meet people, go and meet people, but don't like, this thing, I was always in hostels whenever I'm traveling by myself. Well, and like, there's always people in the like the area.
Presumably in ski chalets, there's like after après ski.
Après
people will be there.
Fucking
also,
ski.
My friend just went to Korea by herself and she met
North?
People.
She would have said Korea. North. She would have said North.
She would have said North. She would have said North, yeah.
She did two smart things. One is booked beauty treatments while she was there. So she got to speak to people, which is cool, and learn about the area. So she got her hair cut there and got a manicure there. And the second is, if that's your thing.
Wait, how is that? How
thing,
is that something to speak to people?
Because a local has to speak to you because they're cutting your hair. And it would be straight up rude not to. You force them to. And the second way to do it is she used Bumble Friends.
Right.
Bumble Friends.
Hey, that's a good one, actually. I haven't used it. My sister uses it sometimes. Yeah. I think for socially anxious type of behavior, because I was going to say that if you are in a place and like you're socially anxious, which happens to people for a period, but sometimes happens to people forever. Mm-hmm. Usually the only time that I've traveled by myself is when I've been like depressed and like I'm like,
I can save the world.
Yeah, I went to Brazil by myself for like a week and I was like feeling like shit. And then I was like, maybe like if people like if I meet somebody and they like me, then maybe it doesn't mean that I'm like shitty. You
know?
Like, that's so much to put on.
So much to put on a stranger. Yeah. You shouldn't. I'm not recommending it.
Yeah.
But I think that there's something about like doing things that you like to do and then seeing if there's people in the vicinity that are doing something that you like to do, and then those feel like people that maybe can be a bit approachable. a bit approachable.
That's a nice. Oh, it's so tricky with skiing. So like I,
because they're skiing,
but they felt like everyone was doing.
They are busy
skiing.
But
surely there are like groups that will do like, oh, we're meeting at this time to do this slope together.
Yeah, but that's a big. I always find those really hard, like those meetup things really hard. That's why hostels are nice, because people are just like around and you can be like, can you pass me that napkin? Oh, I'm sorry.
Can you pass me that napkin? Could you also validate me as a person? Because then I won't be a piece of shit.
Or just around like 7 o'clock and you just see someone come down and say, like, are you going for dinner? Do you know anywhere good?
Yes.
Like, yeah, it's kind of
that's
like
a good one.
Built in.
Keep
or
that
usually
one.
You check in. They're like, oh, where are you? Got to like fill in where you're from. And they're like, oh, we just had someone else from the UK check in. And you're like, okay, well, where are they? No. And then you find someone else.
Yeah.
Do ski resorts have hostels?
Can I make some other suggestions?
Oh, yes. Here we go.
Bring a book you've been dying to read.
That's a good one.
You are less lonely when you have something good to read, especially if it's something that you're like,
were bullied at school.
No, I just preferred books.
Everybody say one that you really like, she can take it.
You just bought us all my mothers.
All my mothers.
Right?
No, don't read that by yourself.
Oh yeah, no, it's sad, very sad. Okay.
Andrew's cried. Have you finished it?
Yeah.
And?
Too much crying.
Okay.
But also crying's nice sometimes.
Yeah, I agree. Also bring a journal so that if you feel lonely, you can write down what you're feeling.
Where's Waldo? Where's Wally? That's my recommendation.
Okay, that's a bad one.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Thank you. In couldn't agree more.
That was just honest. But all the other times, it means I was also honest. Oh, no.
She'll be pissy for a bit. Okay, so journal and book and also podcasts and also, I think,
Take
Bumble.
Us.
And
Bumble,
also maybe join a lesson at a level that you want to be at, because those people will all be on the same level as you. They'll probably be doing the same slopes as you, and they'll want to talk, and then you definitely have an inbuilt social.
Lesson. That's it! Really a good. Lesson! Really a good. A ski lesson!
Really, really
or
good.
Or if you're on the slopes and you've never done it, snowboarding lesson.
Oh my God! Make friends with horses on a carriage ride.
Huh?
Make friends with horses on a snow carriage ride.
They say horses are the best friends of some people.
I've heard this.
What?
In Teen Mom OG, the later seasons, Caitlin gets really depressed and she buys a horse to help her with her anxiety. No, Tyler's like, don't do it. We don't have the money. And she's like, I need it for my anxiety.
Couldn't you just do a pony or a donkey?
No, she needed a horse.
You think
for her anxiety.
You think ponies are less expensive than horses?
Well, they're smaller.
Yeah, but they're just like, you're just going to get more longevity out. And that's like buying a new car rather than an old car. The shit car, i.e. the donkey, makes sense to me.
Your angel's not being very nice to you right now.
Okay, well, I think we solved that one.
Give me another problem.
Also, if I may. Oh, yeah, we don't have time. But also, if I may, V.
Oh, shit.
If you have had a mutual breakup.
Oh, yes.
And you have the budget to take yourself skiing. Life's pretty good. I'm sorry to be the perspective guy, but like that's like not so bad, right? Yes. You could be dumped, for example, and not have the money to go anywhere, like a mutual,
really,
and you're going.
Think you should go to the Philippines and go to Tacloban, or okay. move to Germany.
Not yeah. very. I would say,
or like be like have some like write a diary of the things you're grateful for.
Oh no, don't do a gratitude journal while you're skiing.
Okay, why not? I think that you could really help some.
Not while you're skiing.
Because you're just pissed about, but she or they love skiing.
They think they love skiing. Everyone thinks they like the idea. I think the
Type 2 fun.
Even if someone enjoys skiing, the reality of it can't be fun. It can't be. I really believe it can't be.
Because you're cold and you're doing exercise.
But you're like, you're falling down this mountain and you're all by yourself and you see loads of ambulances. Like, the fear is really high. Like, you can't be happy. You can't.
I've never seen loads of ambulances wherever I've gone.
I saw like four.
Oh, you saw no. four ambulances on the ski slopes?
Well, four in 5 days.
Somebody said
a lot.
The same That's ambulance just parked up. Every day.
Was there, yeah. was there a hospital beside it?
No. What's happening? But okay. yeah, people die. Avalanches.
Hey. Yeah, but when does that happen? All doesn't
the
happen that much.
I don't know.
No, avalanches, because that just takes one person to sneeze and then it like displaces one person. It does, know. Andrew. It's an echo.
You're thinking of when Goofy goes, yeah, the whole thing comes
yes.
down. Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, I think we nailed that problem. Don't sneeze, bring a diary and you'll be fine.
Watch the Goofy movie.
Yeah.
Watch the Goofy movie. No, what are you doing? Are you getting your tits out? Oh, thank God. You're wearing the Goofy t-shirt. You're wearing your Goofy t-shirt.
Stand out above the crowd, even if I'm going to shout out loud.
Laura, tonight is so the only thank you so much for doing your podcast. Me. Round of applause for Laura Goddard.
You don't have to clap.
Do it.
Please tell us where we can find you online.
On Instagram. It's my name, Lara Ricote. And then I won't...
Please say it again.
Lara Ricote. And then I won't have necessarily... I have a show now, but this will come out later, so...
How are we spelling your name on Instagram?
Lara. Mm-hmm. And then Ricote.
Great.
Which is almost like the cheese...
Yeah,
ricotta,
but it's shorter because it has one T and then an E. But if it helps anyone remember it, I'm willing to say that.
Wow, you're barely willing to say that. Yeah, but you were like, you
will.
Said, I believe in angels with your full chest. You were like, yes.
And then yeah,
like,
I stand behind what I stand behind.
And I think Lara's final message to all of our listeners is question everything in your reality.
And ASL is a waste of time.
We must
unless
ask
you really,
why.
And I will need, and then you'll see me here in a couple years. Just fucking signing
coloring
away.
In your sign.
Thanks
I
for
look forward
me.
To it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much to our executive producers, Simon Moores, Guy Goodman, Mary Fox, Annie Tonner, Sarah Harkey-Deacon, and Oliver Jago. Thank you so much!
Thank you so much!
You guys are legends.
much.
We're so grateful to you. Richard Bicknell, L. Richard Bald, Neil Redmond, Victoria Hutchison, Emma Walton, Karen and David Ball, Harold Van Dyke, Eddie Doyle, Tim and Dom, David Walker, Rachel R. Anthony Conway, Sadie Cashmore, Claire Owen Jones, Jess and Nick, Zoe, Joe Holmes, Sarah and Molly, Alex Pugh, Josie W., Amy, Cordelia, Raya Fink, Rachel Page, Helen A., Tina Lindsay, Sophie Chivers, Graham Marsh, Emily G, Amy O'Riordan, Abby Wharf, Key Webb, Matt Sims.
Thank you so much and welcome to Matt Sims to the Sky!
Guys, thank you so much for supporting us. We're so grateful we couldn't do it without you. And we really appreciate
it's been
you
amazing.
Being here.
It's been amazing.
If you're not already a Patreon, you should be. Get on there. Come on,
when work
join
doesn't
us.
Come in for us, it means that we can keep doing this and we don't have to run around scrabbling in a cafe.
Exactly. And also, now if you're on the Patreon, you get the podcast without ads. Yes.
Hello.
Please. As well as all the other benefits you get too, and the extra episodes. I mean, there's so many extra. There's an extra episode for every episode that we've had.
And the min shot. Anyway,
excuse
thank
me,
you
what?
So much.
I told you not
Bye.
To.
Bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.